Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Hail Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back. I am so excited to be talking about today's topic today. And if you're new, welcome. Happy August, everyone. I don't know. This might be the hottest, most humid August I have ever experienced in the state of New Jersey. I don't even want to go outside right now. So recording this episode is very good for me because it keeps me in the air-conditioned house. And I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I have been outside this summer. I kind of discussed this a few podcast episodes ago, or maybe it was the last one, but I have really been embracing this summer more than any other summer that I've ever had in my 20s. I have been going to little places. I've been going to Manhattan more. I went to the Hamptons last weekend. I am having the time of my life, and I feel so grounded and complete in my own journey because I'm finally able to balance the art of work, play, friends, family, and just everything in between that makes me feel like I'm actually getting to live my life. And I feel like I'm able to live my life the most when sometimes I don't think. I know that sounds crazy, but I am a perpetual thinker, and I think a lot. I know I'm living when I'm not thinking as much. That being said, today's episode is a really important one for all of my girlies and guys who are going to step into this new era of finding themselves. You guys know I am really big on discussing authenticity, growing, embracing who you are, and stepping into the era that makes you feel the best, whether that's your rich girl era, your princess era, your grown woman era. I don't care what it is, whatever era you are stepping into, I want you to step into it with power, with purpose, with meaning. And today's episode is an important one because it's something that I'm currently working towards. It's something that I've been working on for a long time, and I'm finally feeling well-versed enough to discuss it. Even though I am not an expert, and I definitely don't think I know everything about this subject today, I think I know enough to be able to guide you in the right direction to at least allow yourself to think further. So today's episode is all about embracing your shadow as a creative woman. Your dark side meets your persona. And I really made this title about my own personal journey. Obviously, this doesn't have to fully fit in with who you are. It doesn't have to be as a creative person. You don't have to be a creative to listen to today's episode. But for me, a lot of my shadow self has come up in conversation when it pertained to me being a creative, me being someone who's trying to achieve a certain level of respect or whatever. And I am so big on embracing my shadow because every time I run from my shadow self, the journey to healing becomes longer. And I'm gonna read to you guys a little bit about what I found online as to what it means, or not even what it means, but the definition of your shadow if you don't really know much about it. So one of the things I read was, your shadow self is the part of you that you do not understand, referring to the true voice in you, the intuition in you, the angry and frustrated part of you, the part where you don't care about the world and only about yourself, the mean girl in you, the arrogant and devilish version of you, which you so intentionally suppress. And everyone has it. We are just too civilized to show it. I was having such a hard time really believing that this was in me. And then I thought about, okay, well, what are we conditioned as children into teenagers, into adults to do? And it's to become more civilized, to become well-mannered, to not do certain things, to not want certain things. And let's just be real. It doesn't really prevent us from wanting or desiring those things. I remember years ago, I was talking to an older woman, and she was telling me about how she used to work in a strip club. And that you would see the finance guys come in and they would be with their suit and tie and they would look so like proper and elegant, like the type of guy that you would believe is cookie cutter. And the woman that they would gravitate towards in the strip club, that they would always throw money at, the woman that they were always, you know, developing an emotional connection to, they were very obsessed with this woman, was always like the tatted bad girl, the one that like looked a little grungy. She maybe had a couple piercings. And it was never the woman that they desired in the real world, the woman that they desired outwardly, okay? And then the tatted, grungy, bad boy would come in and go towards the woman in the strip club that kind of resembled the girl next door. The girl that was very cookie cutter, very prim and proper looking, very pretty, very dainty, almost like she was virtuous. And it just really proves to me that we suppress or hide versions of ourselves out of fear of judgment and out of fear of just being that person. We don't like these sides to ourselves. And I am going to spend today's episode kind of shedding light on my own shadows and the things that I chose to embrace and the things that I chose to work towards, because I do not want to suppress things about myself that are preventing me from taking my life to the next level. I do believe that if you suppress these parts of yourself, you will never truly find everlasting happiness, or you will just carry so much shame with you throughout life. And I kind of want to highlight how to recognize your shadow self, and I found this online. These are some things that you want to pay attention to if you're trying to figure out what it is that your shadow self represents. A couple things to recognize is the parts where you're weak or you don't have boundaries, your self-sabotage, your lack of confidence, when you're afraid to speak up for yourself, saying yes when you want to say no, your jealousy, your anxiety, your passive aggressiveness, comparing yourself to others, always putting yourself last, not doing what you know is good for you, and addictions. So these are all things that you can recognize that your shadow self actually represents. So wherever those things come up in your life, that is your shadow. So when I go through that list and I think of, okay, what are things that I maybe don't have boundaries with? Or what are things that I'm jealous of? Or what are things that I do that always put me last? And that will be a journal prompt in itself. If you want to work towards these things, you really need to start journaling. And tips for embracing your shadow self is you need to start paying attention to your thoughts and behaviors, especially when you're ashamed. Notice when you get defensive or when you blame others, that's a sign of your shadow. Keep a journal to explore your repressed emotions and desires. Don't beat yourself up. Accept that you have flaws like everyone else. Whether they like to show it or not, it's not up to you to really figure that out. This is your own journey. Talk to trusted friends and family about your insecurities and dark feelings, or a therapist, or just journal it if you don't feel comfortable. Find healthy outlets for pent-up emotions and anger. So these are hobbies and different things that you can do to really learn how to channel and discipline your anger and your emotions that you channel in bad ways. And then you want to set boundaries so that you don't have to show your shadow to everyone. It is not your responsibility to be your full authentic self and your shadow self to anyone and everyone. You do not owe people that. You owe it to yourself, though, to be disciplined enough to understand it, to be able to channel it, and to be able to figure out how to make it work for you. Okay? These are all things that I think are important. And there's this amazing quote by Carl Jung that I really love. And it's, "I would rather be whole than good." This is really an episode for people who are so sick of being someone that they're not. The internet has an interesting way of putting things in our head that are not for us. I have learned to release things that don't feel good, whether it's an ideology, an advice video, or something that somebody says that doesn't feel in alignment with how I actually feel. And I think that in the past, I used to go towards who I felt was intelligent or who gave good advice, and I would try my best to become the person that they say that you should become in order to get that thing. But what I've learned about myself is if that is not authentic to who I am, and it's not really a possibility for me to stick to, I no longer want to go towards that. I want to channel the best version of me every day. And I'm going to kind of go through my own personal things that I have tried to bury or change about myself, but I've decided instead of burying to embrace and also to channel in a different way. So we're going to go through that today, but I really want you guys to keep in mind that when we are trying to unleash the healthy parts of our shadow and even the unhealthy parts, we need to understand that we are a mystery to ourselves. And remaining a mystery to yourself is the most beautiful thing you can do for your growth. Because if you are self-righteous and think you know everything about anything and everything, you will never grow. And that is something that I choose not to do anymore. So if you ever hear me change my mind, talk about different things, maybe I say something that doesn't align with something that I said 6 months ago, just know it's because I chose to remain a mystery to myself, and I am learning as I go, and I am learning as I grow. I also want to apologize for my raspy voice today. I lose my voice every summer because I'm having a good time. No explanation needed, just wanted to at least tell you guys that that's the reason for the raspiness. All right, let's get into my own personal things that I have tried to bury and now choose to embrace about myself. And this all has to do with me being a creative woman. Number one, something about myself that I have hated and disliked that my shadow self definitely is and embodies is the oversharing. Now, if I really did a deep dive, or I should say I've done one, so I have done a deep dive on the reasonings for my oversharing, and I'll get into that first. One being, I have endured such trauma as a child that I think that a huge reason for my oversharing stems from the inability to be able to share freely as a child. And being that I was forced by my abuser to keep a lot of things to myself and to almost essentially lie about what was going on, what was happening to me, I chose that after the abuse to share. Now, what ended up happening was I became very radical in that, and it was maybe in a mishandled way. So rather than just being a liar, I chose to overshare too much. Now, I have tried over the years to become very mysterious and to not share at all. I have learned that I am incapable of such thing. The reason why is because I find deep connection and love for socializing through sharing with others. And I am very aware, I'm hyper aware, that I am incapable of being someone who keeps my mouth shut. That being said, how I chose to embrace this version of myself was instead of mishandling my life by oversharing things that are inappropriate or things that are just not necessary to be shared with everyone, I chose to channel it in a way that had to do with my career. I believe that the reason that I have gotten an immense amount of success on YouTube was through my story times, where I share how I've taken care of my body, how I've navigated heartbreak, how I've navigated insecurity, how I navigated my own confidence. I even went into real depths about my hygiene routine and different things that I think a lot of people either gatekeep or choose not to talk about out of embarrassment or shame. I didn't feel shame around these things. I didn't feel embarrassed around these things. And rather than trying to pretend like I'm someone who does have shame and embarrassment and become mysterious and don't talk about these things at all, I chose to embrace it. I was someone who was the girl next door. I was the best friend that you guys can all watch. I was the person who maybe talked a little too much about something, but someone found it to be comforting and like it was a safe space for them to be free and be themselves. That is something that I am just so grateful that I got to really experience in my own life. And every time that I try to remain mysterious or I get mad at myself for saying too much, I always bring myself back to this thought that the reason I am where I am in my life is because I share. And as long as I am trying my best to be more discerning about whom I share with and what I share and trying to protect my own self and my privacy and my image, that is something that I have to be able to embrace and love about myself rather than trying to suppress. The second thing that I tried to bury about myself that I now embrace is my perfectionism and my ADHD habits. Now, I am someone who has a perfectionistic tendency to not only appear perfect, but to also actually be perfect in my own life. I am very big on aesthetic. I am very big on how I look, how I present myself, how I speak, how I do things. This has not only halted my life in ways, but it's also propelled it in ways as well. I chose to embrace this by trying to find ways to navigate it where I incorporate balance of still being this person, because at the end of the day, it is who I am, but also relinquishing control in areas where it would give me burnout. So if I knew that I couldn't get something done today that I was very perfectionistic about, and I knew that it was something that I really valued, I just give myself a beat and take my time with it. I also have found to embrace the moments in my life where I don't feel as great, and I try to just do better in a healthy way. I am always navigating my glow up by always trying to self-improve, and I understand that there is a timeline and a healthy amount of discipline and patience that goes along with that glow up. Rather than wanting everything done by today, I have found actual peace and solace in the growth that comes with it. I am very ADHD and perfectionistic about my work, about my appearance, about how I am with others, and it is what it is. I have really tried to bury it by trying to be flippant and trying to not really be someone who cares about things, but it's almost impossible for me. And I have just like the specific habits of someone who wants things done a certain way. Now, what's so interesting about having ADHD is that you can be perfect in some ways and then a disaster in other ways. And I have learned to embrace the chaos of my own life. I was very messy for many years, and I was someone who, as an artist, as a creative, would be able to thrive and live comfortably within my own chaos. My house could be a mess. I could really just let a project sit for months on end and not even think about it or not even cater to it. I could really let myself go. And I have found the balance where I try not to do anything so far one way anymore. I try to clean when I feel the most happy. So I try to habit stack, and I try to have a reward system where if I do something that I don't want to do, I follow it up with something that I do want to do. And that really helps me in balancing my ADHD and perfectionistic qualities to where I can get some things done that I don't want to do, but I know I have to do. And then I'm able to relax and do what I want to do. And that's kind of something that has really helped me. And I have been really good at navigating being a single grown woman that essentially takes care of my own life. I have the responsibility to take care of myself, my two dogs, a household, all of my things, my bills, my body, and these things do tend to get overwhelming. But I have found a way to nurture it all by habit stacking, by giving myself the respectable time to get things done, by trying to stay disciplined, by attempting to really look at things from a glass half full mindset, and it has helped me in really cultivating a routine that works for me. The third thing that my shadow self tends to really burden my life with that I have ignored for a long time but now choose to embrace is my self-hate slash my critique of others and myself. So I had to really dive deep and say, okay, well, where are you coming up? And when I say where are you coming up, I mean, where is the shadow, the darkness in you coming up? And I would find that I would be envious of certain people's journeys. And this was many years ago because I've really learned to embrace this a little bit more, but I would be envious of things. And at first I would be like, oh my God, F that bitch or da da da. But then I would realize that that person had something that I wanted, and that person was doing something that I liked, or that person was embodying the person that I wanted to be. So my self-hate and my critic of others and myself really is just something that had to do with the fact that I was envying a lifestyle or a person that was embodying who I wish I could be or wish I had. And instead of continuing down that vicious cycle, how I chose to embrace it was to move towards the things that I wanted. Rather than sitting and sulking in my own shit and constantly complaining about my life, I chose to take responsibility of it and start actually doing things that I love. And now I live the life of my dreams every single day. I also find that I have shifted my mindset and my perspective on self-hate. So rather than hating on myself, I just view myself as a work in progress. I no longer hate versions of myself that are insecure, that fall short, that make mistakes. What I view her as is, again, I'm remaining a mystery to myself. I'm learning as I go. I'm growing in love with myself. I'm finding the meaning and the messages behind all of the things that I'm doing wrong. And I am learning as I go. And that has been such a beautiful feeling because I don't want to be someone who has it all figured out. I have realized that there is such beauty in learning, growing, and evolving as a human being. And I don't want to be someone who's perfect today. I want to be someone who's always working towards being better. And that is something that I've learned as I have gotten my shadow to be more integrated in with who I am. That being said, we're going to go into the next thing, which is sexual liberation. Now, this is a really difficult one for me because it stems all the way back from trauma. I have changed my feelings on sexual liberation and virtue throughout the years based off of the era, based off of the time in my life I was in, and now I kind of have a clearer depiction of where it is in my life now. Now, I have tried to suppress my sexuality. I, again, have been a trauma victim who was sexually abused. I did not know how to navigate my abuse. So in the early years of my teenage life and trying to figure out who it was that I am, I was very sexually liberated and I found nothing wrong with it at the time. I was hooking up with people left and right. And what's so crazy is I was so afraid of having sex. And then once I did it, I'm like, oh my God, I love this. And I was very sexually liberated as a young girl and I was enjoying it. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you guys and say that I hated every moment of it and I cried myself to sleep every night. No, I enjoyed it and I really didn't have much pain surrounding it. I think the reason for the fact that I didn't have any pain around it was because these were people that I chose to sleep with versus my abuse, which was someone who I didn't choose. So although I was doing things that maybe others would find to be disgusting or repulsive or, oh my God, I can't even live with myself because I'm doing this. I was essentially welcomed into society at a very young age to perform sexual acts on someone who I didn't want to perform sexual acts on. So when I was a teenager and found my sexuality in a different way, I didn't care because these were people that I chose for myself. Now, that being said, there was consequences to my actions. And those consequences were me having not such great sexual experiences. I started realizing that my needs were not being met. I also found that I wanted a boyfriend and there was something that I wanted beyond just sex. It was the fact that I wanted companionship. I wanted partnership. I wanted love. And I ended up finding it. I found it in my early years, and I spent 7 years with that person, and it taught me a lot about myself. And I really thought that the story ended there for me. So when him and I broke up, I thought, okay, I know what it is that I want. I know what it is that I like. I like companionship. I like having sex with the person that I love. But it didn't stop there because I found that my shadow self, which is, again, the self that we try to suppress, I found my shadow self being sexually attracted to things that, or I should say people that were not in alignment with that part of me. And I was constantly fighting with my shadow because my shadow is drawn to and attracted to chaos and fun and excitement and heart palpitations and crazy wild sexual experiences. And then my persona or my what I thought was my true self was more so drawn to safe, comfortable, relationship, love. And what I chose to do in embracing my shadow, but also still embracing this part of myself that is a little bit more on the safer side, is I have learned to integrate the two. Now, the best way to do that is by figuring out what it is that you like or enjoy about that shadow version of yourself. So that excitement and that chaos, is it possible to bring that into a mindset that is still virtuous and still takes its time with love and sex and all of that? And it is. I think that you can be a sexually liberated person and find a healthy way to embrace your sexuality without being a virgin, without having shame around your, sex life. So that being said, what makes me feel nurtured as a woman is when somebody cares about me emotionally, when I feel heard, when I feel seen, when I feel loved. And then once I have really mastered that, can I bring in these sexual experiences into that dynamic? And that is something that I'm learning. Now, I am not in a committed relationship at the moment, but I have learned that it's possible. And I do believe in an abundance mindset. And I do believe that what you want wants you back. That being said, I believe that I can find all of that in one person. And that has allowed me to feel safe in my desires and in my shadow self because I don't feel like I have to compromise in what it is that I want with a person that is for me. And that we can align in that, that we both want these beautiful, liberating, sexy experiences, but still be safe for each other and still be loving towards each other. And it doesn't have to be chaotic and angry and toxic. Now, if you want a podcast episode on how I've channeled that sexual liberation and me incorporating my shadow self into my current life through singlehood, let me know and I can do that. The next thing that I tried to bury was, you know, loving too hard. For many years, it really bothered me and it still kind of bothers me to this day how hard I love. I'm a Cancer. I am an emotional and deep person and I have not given up on love, although so many times I have been faced with such bullshit. That being said, I no longer want to bury that part of myself. I don't want to be jaded and I don't want to be angry and I don't want to be someone who doesn't believe that it's possible to have that fairy tale ending for myself. How I've incorporated that shadow self into my life is by believing that it's possible by channeling my love in other ways. So let's just say I fell madly in love with someone a little bit too soon and things dissipated or things ended in a way that I didn't love. I channel that by being a creative. And that's where like the creative woman comes in. I don't want to experience limerence and shame myself for it. I rather channel my limerence through painting, through hobbies, through like embodying what it means to be a woman who produces art in my life. And I am a writer, I am a thinker. And when I think back to my most creative moments in my career or in my life, it has been when I went through shit. It has been when I went through pain and suffering and anger and sadness and even beautiful moments. It's like both sides of the spectrum. Like I'll have the most creative moments when I'm in love and I'll have the most creative moments through heartbreak. And I try now to, instead of shaming my limerence and shaming my heartbreak, I want to be creative with it. And I want to look at it as a blessing in disguise. I no longer want to shame myself for loving, for having a big heart, for being someone who gets upset when someone lets me down and disappoints me. I rather just channel it through art. I experienced something recently where someone did something very heinous, in my opinion, to me, something that I just personally wouldn't do to someone else. And rather than me being very upset that I'm sad about it, because I think back in the day, I would be like, girl, you should have knew better. Your discernment should have known better, you know, and I would shame myself for caring and for being someone who has feelings. I no longer shame myself for having feelings. I just channel them in a different way. I make content. I create art. I bury myself in my hobbies that make me feel good. And I will channel my anger in different ways. I actually went to the gun range recently and, you know, shot a Glock and then, you know, an AR-15. And I had a time, guys. I had a time. And what a great way to channel my anger. And this is something that I think Jordan Peterson talks about a lot. And I would really suggest you guys to get a little bit more well-versed in talking about your shadow, finding people who discuss it, and letting in different types of people like Robert Greene and Jordan Peterson and people who discuss these topics more, because what he said is finding ways to channel your anger rather than either suppressing it or using it in a bad way is way better. Channel it with disciplined aggression. Find ways to discipline your aggression. And I have disciplined my aggression through hobbies, passions, art, all of that. Throwing paint at a canvas is so much healthier than punching someone in the fucking face because they hurt you. Now, the old me would either try to act too cool for school and then get really angry and pop off and then end up knocking someone out, where now the new me has disciplined aggression. I have disciplined aggression and I don't want to hide this version of myself anymore. And the last thing that I have tried to bury for years that is something that I think working towards is a better option is having a big ego. Having ego at all, essentially. And I am someone who has really done a lot of work to figure out what it is that my ego is trying to do. And I kind of did some research. And essentially, the ego's purpose is to protect us from the pain of the past. It feels like a sense of identity based on what others have told us about ourselves. It keeps us in familiar patterns because what the ego can predict makes the ego feel safe. It keeps us addicted to the thoughts and feelings and emotions we have experienced since childhood. It protects the inner child from things that are too painful to acknowledge, and it validates our unconscious beliefs and stories about who other people are. So what I have done to really try to, instead of burying that part of myself and trying to embrace it, is I try to figure out what it is that my ego is trying to protect me from and how I can find ways to soothe that and healthily approach that in my new life. So I have decided that becoming myself is really the only option. So I learned to trust myself and have self-awareness. I also want to become my own inspiration. I want to be someone who's a muse to myself. I am my own muse. And although other people can be of inspiration to me and I can get different ideas and thoughts, I still am my biggest muse. And I am someone who loves and trusts myself and is understanding that there is a uncovering to it all. And I'm just learning to embrace it. I also want to create my own experiences from my choices and intentions. So rather than being someone who's constantly trying to protect myself from the past or trying to protect myself from what's to come, I choose my own life and I get to choose. It's my life. Everything that you receive, you choose. And that is something that has stayed heavy on my mind through this process and a way for me to just start being less in my ego and more in my essence without trying to suppress it and hide it is by doing what makes me feel good, by living according to my own plans, by thinking in an abundance mindset, by healing my heart. These are ways that I have incorporated my shadow, but also tried to heal versions of it. And that's important to do as well. Navigating who I am and what I'm about has been difficult, but it's been rewarding because every time I run from her, it's just a larger and longer battle for myself. Who I am authentically will be my greatest strength in love, in career, in creating, and in everything. And every day I am learning more and more about myself and who I am to become. And I hope that this particular episode served you guys good and you're able to really take something from it. Start doing some shadow work prompts to really get acclimated and knowing who your shadow self is. It's going to come up in feelings of discomfort, insecurity, when somebody says something that you don't like and you have to ask yourself, well, what is it that I don't like about that? A lot of the things that we hate others for, it's because it's a version of us. It's a version that lives in us. And you have to meet all of that with understanding. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this. Please let me know if you guys want more episodes on shadow and how to incorporate it more into your life. And yeah, guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much again for listening, and we will talk next week. Bye, everyone.